This is the Franchise News Podcast for Wednesday, January 13th, 2021. I'm Jack Munson on the Social Geek Radio Network, keeping you informed and updated so you can be ready for your comeback of a lifetime. Top stories this week, more acquisitions in the franchise world. Box Union has acquired Title Boxing Club. Terms of the transaction were not disclosed, but a company spokesperson said that current plans are for both brands to retain their names. Brooke Budke of Title Boxing Club will take over as president of the franchise system. Neighborly announced the acquisition of Precision Door Service. Mike Bidwell, president and CEO of Neighborly, said, "Our Neighborly family includes 10 million customers who rely on our brands as the home for exceptional service, and we're proud to now add to our portfolio the needed and important service of garage door repair and installation." Red Robin plans to expand its Donato's pizza pairing to 120 more restaurants this year after seeing sales lift in the first year. Paul Murphy III, president and CEO of Red Robin, said, "As we get the dining rooms open, it's a product that's easily shareable. In these times, with the strong off-premise, about two-thirds of pizza sales in the restaurants that have it are in the off-premise channel." Lynn Schweinfurth, Red Robin's CFO, said restaurants with the Donato's pizza offerings outperformed restaurants that did not have the menu. Take 5 Oil Change, with 550 locations throughout North America, surpassed the $1 million milestone in funds raised for 49 independent children's hospitals across the country. Customers' donations totaled over $1 million, with funds raised in each community going directly to its local children's hospital. Chipotle Mexican Grill has announced the company is hosting a national hiring event tomorrow, Thursday, January 14th. Coast to Coast Career Day has the goal of hiring 15,000 employees. The company has confirmed that they will mainly be looking for both full and part-time store-level hourly crew member roles. Corner Bakery kept the spirit of giving alive through its communities by raising funds for the national charity partner Habitat for Humanity and also continuing to give back to local nonprofit organizations. The brand surpassed the fundraising goal and donated over $100,000 towards Habitat for Humanity's mission of bringing people together to build homes, community, and hope. Donna Josephson, Senior VP and Chief Marketing Officer, said, "With family homes now acting as schools and offices, the need for stable and reliable housing has never been so important." Yelp reviewers will now be able to provide detailed feedback on how well specific restaurants adhere to COVID-19 health and safety practices. Akhil Kudavalli, head of consumer products, said, "The goal is to further highlight how businesses have adapted to keep their customers safe and to instill confidence in consumers to continue supporting local businesses. Restaurants that have received positive feedback on COVID-19 regulations enforcement will see a green checkmark with text that reads, 'Social distancing enforced according to most users,' or 'Staff wears masks according to most users.'" Back with people news after a quick word from Benetrends. Now more than ever, it's important for entrepreneurs and small business owners to work with a trusted financial partner. Benetrends Financial has been working with franchise brands for over 35 years, providing innovative funding solutions to get their businesses up and running, including their flagship Rainmaker program that allows entrepreneurs to use retirement funds to purchase or recapitalize a business tax-deferred and penalty-free. Get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically at Benetrends.com/socialgeek. Benetrends, 35 years of growing America and still going. In People News this week, Inspire Brands has named Michael Haley as President and Managing Director of International. Edible Brands has named Carrie Malloy as Chief Financial Officer. Nine Round Franchising announced Timothy Walker as its new CFO. Restoration One announced Tim Gisler as President. Mike Mushinsky has been named President of Blue Frog Plumbing and Drain. Hammer and Nails announced Aaron Myers as the new CEO. Congratulations and good luck to you all. Before we go, a shout out today to Bigby Coffee for their support of this podcast. Check out the travels of Bob and Michelle Fish at onebigislandinspace.com. That's big with two G's. They tell the stories of coffee farmers who are doing the right thing for their people, their communities, and our planet. Great storytelling here with the goal of Farmer Direct Coffee. Please check it out today at onebigislandinspace.com. Franchise marketing friends, don't miss Social Joey's Facebook Franchise Tip of the Week podcast every Monday on the Social Geek Radio Network.